Well, there you are. Come on in. Come on in. Did you have any trouble finding the address? No. All right. Well, that's always it. That's always the outcome we want, ain't it? I'm sorry. My husband set this up. Something about our cable TV not working. Should I just show you where the TV is? Yeah, right this way. Hi, rude of me. Could I get you a Tom Collins or a vodka and soda? A vodka. I've had a little bit too much to drink. I think this is actually a gin and tonic. Would you like one? Oh. Young man, you're telling me you're not 21? Well, now that'll look at you. That makes sense. So, wow, you must be in college or something, right? So, you studying to be a cable TV installer? Ain't nothing wrong with that. That was my daddy. Supported us all those years. But then I married a man who had a lot of money. But I get so bored. He goes to work in the city and he's gone all day and he won't let me work. No. You have really nice skin. It looks really nice and smooth. Oh my God, that's really inappropriate. I'm so sorry. Where are my manners? Do you want a, I don't know, a lemonade or iced tea or, you're good? All right. You know what? The TV's right over there. Why don't you just go take care of it right quick? And you know what? I'm just gonna sit here and not say anything because I always put my foot in my mouth. That's what I do. Plus, I reckon I'd like to see the view from behind. Oh, where are my manners? I'm sorry. That's really inappropriate. But a young gentleman such as yourself with smooth skin and no wrinkles, I bet. You know what? I'm not trying to make you blush, but you are. You know what? I bet you don't go to bed with your socks on, do you? And I bet you don't wear those tighty-whities with a mustard yellow and blue stripe around the waistband. Or, I got a question for you. Do you go home, grab a beer, a Miller Lite, and watch reruns of Night Court? Of course, you don't even know what Night Court is. Why would you? Tell you what. I knew. I looked at you and I knew you were the sorts of man who didn't do any of that. That's right. I bet you appreciate a mature and experienced woman who knows what she wants and how to take care of you. I'm so sorry, I can't help it. Oh dear, here we go again, spiraling down into the rabbit hole of inappropriateness. Is that even a word, inappropriateness? Got another question for you. As a cable TV installer, or whatever it is these days, digital cable, whatever, have you ever found yourself sort of fantasizing about A woman answering the door in high heels and a tie dress. Just pretend that that's what I'm wearing and not these yoga pants. And seducing you because she's so bored all day. And I'm telling you right now, I get so bored. I've got nothing new around here. You have. Well. That could be some good news for me, huh? Tell you what. Why don't you just take a load off? Why don't you come here, have a seat next to me? That's right. I'll pay you extra. Just sit yourself down, that's right. That's right. The thing is, when I'm next to an attractive young man such as yourself, the thing is, I really can't help but, let me just take one last drink here. I just can't help but grab these tits. Yeah. It's true. Women like touching their tits just as much as men. It's really true. It's sort of comforting, you know? These big 40 double D. Or maybe triple D. I can't remember. Tits. It just feels so nice, you know, in my hands. It feels so good to touch them too. Tell me what? Tell me this. Have you ever seen a perfect pair of tits? Something about, they say, the shade of the nipples and the size of the areolas. I've been told by at least 2, maybe 3 gentlemen that my nipples are perfect. No, I'm not one to quibble, of course, but I do believe a young lady of a certain breeding ought to have at least some modesty, don't you think? But you know what? After 40, by the way, I just celebrated my 40th birthday. After 40, you just don't give 2 shits, you know? Well, you wouldn't know, but what do you think, huh? You're still blushing. I just think I should be able to enjoy these and spread that enjoyment to young men such as yourself. I do that sometimes. I sometimes like to lick my own nipples. Come on, you know you want to touch them. You know you want to play. Come on, don't be shy. This is your chance. It really is. And you know what? I'm in the mood to do. Here's what I'm in the mood for. I'm in the mood to do whatever it is you want. Because my husband, he never initiates. He never takes control. He never tells me he's boss. I always have to initiate the sex. You know what? I just want to be used. I want to be dominated. And the idea of being dominated by my cable guy, it's making me really, really wet. Yeah. Just slip my hand down here into my yoga pants. And that's right. Oh, Lord, you've got me so wet. I can't believe I'm talking to you like this, but it's true. You don't know what to think, do you? You're just sitting there all confused, but you know This is like a dream come true. Isn't it? You've always wanted to come and install someone's cable TV and be seduced. You know it. What young man in your position has not thought about that? Tell me that. That's right. So, the question is, what's the next step? What would you like? You know. Yes. I'm not too surprised that a blowjob's the top of that list. Especially since I'm feeling so desperate to make you happy and to please you. I'll do whatever you want. You want to take yourself out for me? And show me how hard you are, because I know I can see it poking through there. That's right. Oh, Lord. That looks really, really yummy. And that pre-cum is just delicious, just like I thought. You want to use my mouth? Yeah. Do you want to use my throat? I bet you do. Do you want my tongue against that fucking hot rod? I just made a joke inadvertently, didn't I? Sorry. God, I love sucking a fucking cock. Especially a young one. It feels so wrong that it's right. I bet your balls are aching. I can't believe I'm giving my cable guy a blowjob. I gotta say, it didn't happen quite like this on Pornhub. Close enough. Young man, have you ever fucked a throat? Do you want to? And this is your lucky day. Push my head down. That's right. Fuck. Sorry, I'm drooling and my eyes are watering. Oh yeah. That's right, fuck my throat. Boy, you aren't shy anymore. That's right, honey. Give me your cock. Shove it deep in my throat. Oh, yeah. Oh, I need to breathe for a moment here. Yeah. Just relish the taste of you. Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm gonna massage your balls here. I want you to come. And this is just for the first time. First time I want you to come down in my throat. That's right. Fuck my throat. Fuck my throat and come in my throat. Yeah. Oh God. Oh yeah. You just made one of my biggest dreams come true. I was thinking, let's leave the cable like it is. Yeah, I'm sure you have another appointment to get to, but I'm thinking when my husband comes home, we're gonna have to make another appointment for the cable guy. And who knows what other hijinks we'll get up to next time.